Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the second week of Lent, and from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne is coming to us from Atlanta today with a preaching entitled, Judge Not.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will, in return, be measured out to you." Today's short gospel passage includes one of Jesus' real zingers that's often bandied about without much context. "Stop judging, and you'll not be judged." It's a favorite in popular culture right now. To be accused of being judgmental in a generation that prizes tolerance is considered pretty much the worst label one could bear. Even Pope Francis has that famous interview in which he asked, "Who am I to judge?" But it's more complicated than that, isn't it? Because to be accused of being judgmental is itself a judgment. Making judgments is a necessary part of being alive. If you didn't exercise the capacity to assess situations and persons and behaviors, gosh, you'd be continually in dangerous situations. And if you were a leader in any capacity, those in your charge would be too. Isn't much of the scandal that we've experienced as the church in recent decades around sexual abuse or financial mismanagement, et cetera, due to a failure of judgment, a refusal to judge behavior that needed to be stopped? Surely Jesus didn't mean for us to abdicate our responsibility to protect the little ones in our midst. So what's up with this whole stop judging thing? What does Jesus seem to be trying to get at? Maybe it's good to not separate that one line from the ones that follow. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. There's a pattern that seems to be emerging here in this gospel, no? Summed up in that closing line, "For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." What Jesus seems to be getting at here is another variation of the so-called golden rule. Do unto others what you would want to have them do unto you. Judge others with the same yardstick you'd want them to judge you by. Condemn others with the same yardstick you'd want to be condemned by. Be generous by the same standard you'd like others to be generous to you. What's rather remarkable about all this is that Jesus doesn't point to a divine yardstick that exists out there in the universe by which our behavior is going to be assessed. And we could probably say, thank God. How could we as humans ever survive having our virtue measured against God's? What Jesus seems to suggest is that God's going to meet us exactly where we are. God's going to use our yardstick, the one that we use to measure our neighbor's behavior by. And that might be good news for us, but it might also be bad. Some of us live by pretty unrelenting standards. Indeed, Jesus might not even be saying that God's the one who's going to be doing the measuring, but rather that there's a strong connection between the way we treat others and the way we treat ourselves. Have you ever noticed that people who are very hard on themselves are often also very hard on others, and vice versa? Perhaps Jesus' call here this Lent is to a certain kind of gentleness with others and with ourselves. Not to stop judging, not to stop speaking out against the evil in our day, but to do it with a great degree of compassion and understanding. We cannot expect of others more than we expect of ourselves, and we should not treat ourselves with a harshness of spirit that we would not ever want to impose on others.